Wonderful song. Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are on BBC Three Counties Radio. 6 minutes to two, and we'll finish on a high, because Rio Wolf from Hertfordshire was born without a shin bone, knee or ankle, and had his lower right leg amputated at just 14 months old. But now, Rio from Bushy Heath has been fitted with a special carbon fibre blade, and it's thanks to help from Paralympic sprinter Johnny Peacock.
Well, we're joined in the studio by Rio, Rio's mum Juliet, and paediatric physiotherapist Andrea Clark from a Watford-based charity called PlaySkill, who work to help Rio. Juliet, why is this the right thing for Rio?
Put your camera down, Jude. That's it. That's all right. No, don't worry about it. We're filming things as it's going on in the studio.
Yeah, well, it was just Rio really needed something to give him an extra spring in his step, because he's been running and walking and struggling to move around with a heavy leg that was basically like a dead weight. So having this blade has just helped him keep up with his friends and enabled him to just run and hop and skip and jump like he's always wanted to.
And how does it feel? Tell us how it feels to you. What does it feel like having the blade? Does it feel good?
Do you like it?
Good.
Yeah.
Does it feel like you can bounce higher than the sky and touch the ceiling?
Yes.
Can we have a look at it?
Okay.
Would you show us?
Thank you very much.
Yes.
So I'm going to come around here to have a look if I can. Hang on a second. Now that, and I'll describe it for the listeners. Is that Fireman Sam on your blade?
Yeah.
I thought so. I know Fireman Sam when I see him. And it looks like the one that the runners use on the telly, doesn't it, for the Olympics?
Yes.
Yeah, wow. So you've got the same blade as a Paralympic sprinter.
Yes.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
So, Andrew, can you tell us a bit about what PlaySkill is?
PlaySkill is a charity for children with physical difficulties or delay. It was set up in 2006. And I'm the team leader of PlaySkill. I'm a paediatric physiotherapist, and I work with paediatric occupational therapists, paediatric speech and language therapists, and we work together as a team with lots of parents of children with special needs to improve their abilities for the future.
And for amputees like Rio, describe the challenges in, you know, having a prosthetic limb for somebody who's so young and growing, of course.
We saw Rio right from the start, before he even had his amputation, so that we'd established a relationship with Rio and so that he trusted us. And we started with working with developing his balance and his strength right from the start when he had no prosthetic limb. And we then worked through all different stages of developing balance and stability so he could use a prosthetic limb. And then when it changed, we had to work with all the different dynamics that that involves as well, because that has been really challenging for Rio, in that every time his leg changes, he's got to adapt to a new one. And the lengths make a really big difference in terms of functional skills. And this is why we're so excited about Rio getting a blade.
You've not seen the blade, have you?
I have only just seen it about 10 minutes ago. And I, trust me, I've been down on my knees having a really good close look at it.
I mean, what, you know, what do you make of it? What, from your professional point of view?
From a professional point of view, it's just so wonderful to see a child this young get the opportunity to run with his peers, because very often children with an amputation are left to have to walk while the rest of the field can literally run around them. And for Rio, this means that he can run and compete along with his peers and have an opportunity to get involved in Paralympic sport very much earlier than many of the other children that I deal with will.
So, Rio, is that what you want to do? Do you want to be a runner?
Yes.
Yeah? What, any particular sport? What do you like? What's your favourite?
Running.
Running, sorry, yeah. What else?
Football.
Yeah, excellent.
And jumping.
Yeah, why not? Why not indeed?
And skipping and star jumps.
And star jumps.
Yeah.
Star jumps.
Yeah. Yeah, well, star jumps are hard.
Rio's been doing obstacle courses with us in the last year, which we've made steadily more and more difficult, but this will leave him with a whole load of new skills that he's never had the opportunity to do before, like star jumps, hopping, jumping, and that he's never been able to do.
Just finally, Juliet, I mean, what has this done in terms of your family life and, you know, your life together with Rio?
Thank you. It's just given us a new sense of freedom as a family, you know, that we've been able to just, you know, we can go running in the park together, the three of us now. you know, and Rio's just got the independence and he's got much more stability. He doesn't fall over now unless he wants to.
Yeah.
Whereas previously, tripping and falling was a part of his everyday life. Now, if he wants to, you know, fall over and do a footballer's foul, which he likes doing quite a lot, then that's his choice.
Are you a diver, Rio? That's all right. Don't worry. Chetna will hold it for you. Hold the microphone.
Yes.
You're a diver, are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
They are the worst, aren't they?
That's right. Well, listen, it's been lovely meeting you all. Thank you so much for coming in, Andrea, Juliet, and Rio. And thank you very much for listening. It's been a great first show. And don't forget that we have available a fact sheet, an information sheet about particularly work, mental health and disability. If you'd like that, it's on our website, or you can call us 08459 455 555. We'll be back with Shrink Wrapped at the same time next week. Until then, bye-bye for now.
And Bucks Travel.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
At the A505 in Great Offaly, we've had report that it is blocked because of an accident through there. Anyone driving down toward London is going to find the A1 very busy in Mill Hill. There is queuing traffic on the southbound side approaching Mill Hill Circus, and it's busy back as far as Apex Corner through the roadworks. On the Tubes, Metropolitan Line suspended between Harrow on the Hill and Aldgate. So that'll